let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. The critically acclaimed book, called a masterpiece in one review, Dialogue with the Self, Unlocking the Door to Your True Self, explores the world of duality that exists in all humans, the world of incomplete physical and that of complete or panoramic consciousness, soul. The narrative in the book depicts a journey into a hypothetical city to interact with people whose world isn't significantly different than ours, yet whose views and perception of life are slightly at variance with ours. The author is Dr. Wahab Awali, an audiologist and university professor who has a penchant for extensive reading on subjects related to his specialty. In addition, he also is an avid reader of other scientific, philosophic, and self-development-related books, a talented writer of self-help books himself, co-author of Affirmations for Successful Living. Dr. Wahab Awali, author of Dialogue with the Self, our guest on today's This Week in America, coming to us from Nigeria on the program. Doctor, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure having me, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's just there's so much in the book to talk about, and I want to go back to the whole concept of this. The book, I understand, came about when a friend of the family sort of challenged you and said, it's okay, time for your wisdom to be shared by the public now. You really need to sit down and write a book. Is that how it all began, where it's like, okay, you've got these great ideas, let's share these? Was that the start of the book, Dialogue with the Self?
Yes, absolutely, Rick. I was challenged by a friend in South Africa when I just simply made a quotation stating that until philosophers become kings or kings become philosophers, the world will continue to experience the turmoil that we are actually experiencing at the moment. And that was the catalyst that fired my imagination to delve into myself after reading so many books, Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, all the self-help development great writers. I now synthesize all that I have read in addition to my own inner inspiration to bring forth what I would call, what I would entitle as a dialogue with the self. Because we need to dialogue with ourselves. Do we know who we are? We tend to look at the physical, but there's something beyond the physical which the average human being need to align with. If we want peace, inner peace, if we want peace in our environment, peace in the world, peace across the globe, then we need to go beyond the physical. The physical is just like a cloak. And if I put on a red shirt and you put on a blue shirt, it doesn't make us different. It's just a matter of the outward garment. And that was what actually prompted me to put up this book for humanity. And I do hope that humanity will be able to garner some information, useful information, that will certainly make our world much better.
Well, it will, and there is so much information in there, and you're right, at this moment, this is really a needed book. The name of the book is Dialogue with the Self, Unlocking the Door to your True Self. The book's available at Book Venture, also at Amazon, at barnesandnoble.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. And it's an interesting concept, the way you tell the story with this hypothetical city. Talk just briefly about that, how you set this up, because it really brings out all these valuable lessons. It's, as you're reading the book, it's like, wow, this makes sense. And the next paragraph is like, okay, well, this is important too. And suddenly you've got a book full of notes after you're reading the book, the dialogue with the self. Talk about the concept of setting it up with the city.
Yeah, I would say the city, the hypothetical city, is related to my own inner being. And it's a state of consciousness. It's a state of awareness. When one becomes aware, things tend to be more tuned towards what we can call ecstasy. Ecstasy through your inner being, your inner self. And the New York dialogue in the city of New York is hypothetical. I mean, the New York City is hypothetical, and it is an ideal state where things work, where people recognize the fact that we are more spiritual than we have imagined. We are spiritual beings on a material journey or on a worldly journey. And if a man, when I say a man in a generic form, can align with that spirituality, that intangible, silent being that is resident within us, not only the individual will become a better human being, but it will also radiate this peace, love, harmony amongst all those around him or her. So this is it. And if majority of people in a certain locality, be it a country, a region, or geographical environment, decide to tune in into that spirituality, which is resident within us, then of course I believe strongly, arguably, that the world is going to be better for it. We can see that we are passing through a tumultuous times all over the world. It's a global phenomenon. And what is actually the cause of the tumult? What exactly is wrong with us as a human being, as a species? We are supposed to be, I mean, we are known to be more intelligent, to be creative. We have all the inventions we've made, you know, over time across millennia. But have we actually reinvent ourselves? We need a new mind in a new body. It could be a same body, but we need to renew our consciousness. And that is what I'm trying to advance to all mankind. So the New York City is an hypothetical city, is an ideal city where people are conscious of who they are and what they want to do for the good of mankind.
And they tackle some very important issues you tackle in the book. The book is called Dialogue with the Self. The author is our guest in the program, Dr. Wahab Owale. The spelling of that is W-A-H-A-B-O-W-O-L-A-W-I. The book is Dialogue with the Self. We've got the link to on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, books at bookventure.com, of course, in the bookstore. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. You talk a lot about the soul in the book. Talk about that and how one aligns at the soul and why that's so important.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick. Yes, the soul is the seat of wisdom. The soul is the seat of what I can call an eclectic being that is resident within us. The soul never dies. It lives eternally. The body dies. The body disintegrates. The body goes through the process of aging, but the soul never dies because the soul lives on and on and on, and it has a repository of all information. There's something called the Akashic Record, and the Akashic Record is something that is kept in the spiritual archive of every human being, and the soul has an imprint of that. So the soul has everything about your past, about your present, and about your future. But the thing with us is that we have a limited scope of things in life because of the fact that we solely depend or rely exclusively on the five senses. The five senses are great. They do us great service, but they are limited in scope. And that is the reason why the soul, when it is in alignment with who you are, and if you allow the soul to drive your intuition or to drive your life, it's going to be much more impressive, much more comfortable, much more peaceful. Because at the end of the day, what are we really striving for? We're striving for peace. We're striving for love. We're striving for what have you? All the good things of life, but how does that come about? Like I earlier stated, we are talking on Skype now. It's a great invention. It does not discriminate. It does not say, oh my, you from a certain locality, you can use this system. I don't want to talk about racism, but you are black or you're white or you're brown. You can use this system. The internet has actually demonstrated to humanity that if we could behave the way technology behaves, the world is going to be better for it. There is no sexism, there's no racism, there is no discrimination. Now, this is what the soul does. The soul does not discriminate. The soul does not create, barriers. We call it the wall of Berlin. The wall of Berlin has come down physically, but spiritually it still exists. And until we are able to break that barrier, that is the time humanity is going to experience what is called peace profound. In the Buddhists, they call it nirvana. And that is what we are striving for. In religious circles, everybody talks about peace. But are we in peace? Are we in peace in reality? And it is because we have not made that attempt to discover who we are. We are spiritual beings treading on the path of material reality. And unless there's an harmonization of the spiritual with the physical, then we will continue to grope in the dark. So the soul is the essence of God in every human being. It does not matter if you believe in God or not. There's something higher. There's something greater. There's something more fundamental than what we see in the outward manifestation of physical. So it is only when we go into that realm, and that is why you see babies. Babies tend to be more spiritual. How are they spiritual? They know no color. They know no gender. They know no barrier. That makes them more spiritual than we are. And like the biblical saying, I'm not a Bible student, but it is said that if ye can be like these little ones, you will have entrance into the kingdom of God. And where is that kingdom of God? It's within you. It's not out there. It's right within us. And it is only a matter of taking the opportunity, the privilege that we've been given, the free will that has been extended to us to align with that which is within, and that is the soul. So I hope that makes sense.
It's in the book, there are so many great quotes, and so often people are like, I'm not quite sure what spirituality is. You have a quote in there, religion as the skin of the banana, while spirituality is the banana. And I'm thinking, I understand this now. This makes sense now. I've not heard it explained that way. Usually you get this real long explanation. I have no idea when they're finished what they're talking about. That really sums it up, doesn't it?
Sorry?
Yeah, that really sums it up. That gives us that information.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you very much, Ray. Religion is the peel of the banana. It's not my quote, but I use it to buttress some of the points that I've advanced. And if we look at it today, religion has been with us for millennia. And if we look deeply into it, we will see that there's something missing, there's something amiss. Some people, majority are now asking questions. If religion is to take us to the height of spirituality, why is there so much chaos and turbulence in the world? Why are we experiencing this? Religion is advancing, but we still have this chaos all over the place. If religion were to be spiritual, Yes, I'm not doubting the fact that there's some spiritual element or content within religion if one practices it sincerely with all sense of humility and dignity and so on. Fine. But there's something more, and that is the real banana. That is the fruit. And until we are able to align ourselves with that fruit, which is the ultimate, which is the aggregate of everything, then we will continue to have this turbulence from time to time. If you take a notice of this, Christians kill Muslims, Muslims kill Christians, Muslims kill Muslims. Not all of them, there's no doubt about that. There are just few individuals who have gone rogue. But if we critically take a look into it, there's something beyond it. And what is it that is beyond religion? It is spirituality. If the religion can derobe itself of dogma, of, all these rituals and dogmas and what have you, it's going to be a better thing for humanity. Because what is actually causing a lot of conflict and friction and turbulence is rigidity to this dogma, rigidity to these rituals. The way you do things might not be the way I do it, but that does not mean that you're not doing the right thing. You're doing it the way you understand. There are many, many, many avenues by which one can get to New York. You can decide to go by air. You can decide to go by sea. You can decide to go by whatever means. You get to New York. It doesn't really matter. So at the end of the day, everybody wants to get to the peak of the pyramid. What is the peak of the pyramid? That is the summit of life. No matter the way you tread, if you try to go through the Islamic way, all well and good. If you decide to go through the Christian way, all well and good. If you try to go through the Buddhist way, through the Hindu way, through Zoroastrian ways, through, you know, everything lead to one point. What are we all seeking? Seeking for peace and harmony in our in the individual life, in the lives of those around us. So what is essential is for religion to derobe itself of this dogmatism and the superiority, air of superiority. I'm better than you. I'm going to heaven and you are going to hell. It doesn't exist. The heaven is in you. The hell is in you as a human being. It all depends on how you are able to assess that oneness which binds all of us together. We are all one. There's no difference between human beings, whether you are a female or you are a male, whether you are a atheist or you are, you know, whatever you are. We are all from the same source. And that is why I mentioned in the book, if someone asks you, what's your religion? Simply say love. Love has no coloration. Love does not discriminate. Love does not engender crisis or chaos. Love is my religion. Like the Dalai Lama said, he said his religion is nothing but love. And that is what we need to propagate. If truly we want the world to experience peace and harmony. So this is it. Thank you.
It's an excellent book, Dialogue with the Self, Unlocking the Door to Your True Self. The author and our guest on the program, Dr. Wahab Owolawi. The book is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, at bookventure.com. Just a couple minutes left in the program. You've mentioned oneness, and the time has gone by way too quickly. You mentioned oneness, and it's interesting. You referred to a simple analogy of oneness can be drawn from the orchestra, the same for the rainbow. But the orchestra is such a visual demonstration of all different people playing all different instruments, but they're playing together with one purpose in mind.
That's right. Absolutely. I love classical. I love it because it teaches me a great lesson and it inspires me because you see somebody is on the violin, somebody is tromboline, somebody is on the piano, and what have you, and what have you. And what comes out ultimately is a great symphony, a great harmony. And if we can actually align with that and imitate the orchestra, I think life is going to be better for us. And that is where I made that analogy and also used the rainbow. You can't isolate a color and call it a rainbow. You can't say, oh, yeah, green is my rainbow. You can't say violet is my rainbow. No, there must be a synthesis of all the colors. Once there is a synthesis of all the colors, it becomes a rainbow. And when we look at the rainbow, what do we see? We tend to be joyous. We tend to be happy because it is a collection of different colors that brings or breeds harmony. And the same thing goes for the orchestra. At the end of the day, if it's Mozart, it's Beethoven, it's Handel, it's Debussy, whatever you listen to, if you are in attunement with classical music, you will learn quite a bit of how life is expected to be with all mankind. And if you also look at the piano, the black keys, the white keys, when they are played together, it gives us a sense of harmony. So why do we segregate ourselves? Why do we now believe that I'm inferior to somebody or I'm superior to somebody? Yeah, you can be more experienced. Your environment can enrich you better than, you know, it does with some people.
Right.
That is quite understandable. It's quite well known. But we need to derobe ourselves. We need to come down of our high horse and see every human being as an integral part of the universe, an integral part of the soul, the universal soul. There is a universal soul, and there's also the individual soul. The individual soul is linked to the universal soul, and it has no color whatsoever. It has no segregation. It has nothing to do with you are blue, you are white, you are green and yellow. That is it. It's got nothing to do with your geographical location, you know. So this is the message that is contained in the book.
Yeah, and another powerful message, and I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end because I think this helps so many people. It's, I believe, from Malcolm Forbes Jr. Too many people overvalue what they are not and undervalue what they are. Wisdom like that is in the book, Dialogue with the Self, Unlocking the Door to Your True Self. When Review said, I believe the power of this book to change minds and to direct us back to the right path. It is, in fact, a masterpiece. The name of the book, again, Dialogue with the Self. The author, our guest on the program, Dr. Wahab Awolowo. There we go. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
And I'm going to spell that for everybody so they get it correct. Wahab, W-A-H-A-B. Owalawi is O-W-O-L-A-W-I. And again, you can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get direct information on the book. It's available at bookventured.com, at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. The time has gone by way too quickly. Doctor, thank you so much for sharing this with us. Again, I really appreciate having the chance to read the book and to talk about it on the program. Thank you, sir, so much.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Thank you very much. It's much appreciated.
It has been our pleasure.
Have a very, very, very lovely day. Thank you.
Thank you. And you as well. It's a very important, thought-provoking book, Dialogue with the Self, Unlocking the Door to Your True Self. You can link on directly. Information on the book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.